This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris greeted Americans freed from detention as they arrived at Joint Base Andrews, Maryland, following the largest Russia-West prisoner swap since the Cold War. Ryan Chang from Reuters has more.
The freed Americans who landed at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland included former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, who was serving a 16-year sentence on espionage charges that he denied. Also released was journalist Evan Gershkovich, a Wall Street Journal reporter who was accused in 2022 of spying for U.S. intelligence in Moscow, a charge he and his employer denied. The returnees also included Alsu Kermasheva, a Russian-American journalist sentenced to 6.5 years in prison, and Vladimir Kara-Mirza, who was serving 25 years for treason after saying Putin was bombing Ukrainian homes, hospitals, and schools. The trade was negotiated in secrecy with Russia, Germany, and three other countries for more than a year.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Masked assailants ransacked Venezuela's opposition leader's headquarters as post-election tensions mount amidst claims of fraud by President Nicolas Maduro. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
The party of Maria Corina Machado said valuable documents and equipment were hauled away in the raid on her party headquarters. Images published by Machado's party on social media show several walls covered in black spray paint. The attack is the latest escalation of violence against opponents of Nicolás Maduro following the country's disputed presidential election. It comes as top officials, including Maduro himself, have threatened to arrest the opposition leader. Machado has gone into hiding as she seeks to rally Venezuelans and the international community to challenge the presidential election results. I'm Karen Shamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24